Hello, Brother Servant Apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, and sent by God to your house to declare to you the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm doing an audio about 5:30 a.m. in the office of my home in Plano. I want to welcome everybody. Good morning. I've had my coffee, orange juice, and a piece of birthday cake, German chocolate. Now I'm ready to talk. Since Satan had me awake from about 3 a.m., and at 4, I got up and started praying loud, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, Jesus, 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 Jesus. I'm a very encouraged saint of God, serving the Lord with my spirit in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, love your enemies. Bless them that persecute you. Pray for them that despitefully use you. Do good to them that hate you. Persecution, they pursue you. Spirits pursue you. They know you. They recognize you. In 1984, in Jerusalem, I had my first encounter with the wicked spirit of the Middle East that recognized me and told me where I was at in Jerusalem in June of 1974. Told me the hotel I stayed in. I was amazed. I got into a taxi cab, and this guy starts talking. This devil. He knew me. And I was shocked. I thought, who's told this guy where I am, who I am, where I'm from? That was my first experience that I was really aware of. But I've been aware ever since, let me tell you that. The devil pursues you. He'll follow you. He'll chase you down. In 1998, a charlatan went after me. I didn't even know about this person. Not at all. This person lived in Plano. And you know what a charlatan is? A deceiver. Also called a quack. Amazing. And I did not know this person at all. Happened to be a male. But that spirit with that person hated me, wanted to destroy my ministry, which is what the devil is up to, a deceiver. Satan, Jesus said in John 8, is a murderer from the beginning. So you can be sure if you believe the Bible, and I do, that if there's a devil after you, he's a murderer. He wants to kill you. Now, they vary in degrees of strength from a weaker one to a strong one. And this arrogant charlatan had certain skills he was really proud of. Big deceiver. Full of pride. Rebellion. Wickedness. A murderer. After me. And he continued. In my presence. Until, I'm not sure, when he left the city of Plano or North Texas. I'm not sure. But maybe 2001, I don't know. Not 2001, 2010, 2011, 2012. I'm not sure. But the things this spirit did to me was incredible. The sin of that spirit. You see, you don't know who you're hanging out with, folks. You may be having coffee with the devil. You may be living with the devil. You don't know. Only God knows. In the book of Revelation, chapter 18, it talks about Babylon. All of us have drunk the wine of the wrath of her fornication, where Babylon is confusion. Confusion. It says in that 18th chapter that Babylon is a habitation of devils. It's a hold of every foul spirit, a cage of unclean and hateful birds. And all of us, every human being, has drunk of the wrath of Babylon's fornication. So don't get puffed up, nor be condemned, because you might have some of those spirits, several of them. And I've been casting out devils for 45 years. I see all kinds of strange things. I have seen snakes right around me. I've had them when I was laying on my couch. I've had them come right up just within a few feet of the couch I was laying on. Now that was in the spirit. But that's where I live. I live in the spirit. And I watch them come right up at me. They're after me. I remember when I lived in Fairview, had my bedroom separate from my wife, Pat. God required me to move her to another room across the hall where I could see her. The devil took her over in 84 because of her rebellion. She did what she wanted to do, and Satan wanted to kill her, wanted to destroy her. But Satan wanted to use her to kill me. And finally, God said, put her out of your bedroom, put her across the hall. You can look right out of your bedroom door. While you're in bed, you can look right in to that other bedroom where she's at. And that's what I did. Put her out. That spirit wanted to kill me, wanted to destroy me. Your lover may be someone that wants to kill you. You're so blind, you don't know what's going on. Folks, the devil is wicked. As I stated earlier, Jesus said, a murderer from the beginning, the father of lies, no truth in him. Thank God. And you're loving that thing? You may be kissing the devil. Did you ever think of that? Look, folks, I'm shocked at the human race. Shocked to see what the Bible says is in us. Look, I've been a part of that sorcery group. Medicine's nothing but sorcery. Says so. Revelation 18 says it's witchcraft. We live in witchcraft. We live in a spirit society of witchcraft, evil, corrupt men and women, sorcerers with power. As Janus and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these wicked men and women resist the truth. I know that's in the Bible. You think I believed it? No. Do I now? Yes. Most definitely. You know, Revelation 18 says, reward her double what she's rewarded you. Talking about that Babylon spirit. When you start coming out of that, friends, and it says so, come out from among her. Come out, my people, God's people. Come out from that spirit of confusion. Of Babylon, come out, be not a partaker of her sins and her plagues. Come out. And that's what I've done. And Isaiah 59:15, he that departs from evil has made himself a prey. And because I came out of all that evil, I became a prey. And the devil wants to destroy me. It's not a big deal. It's just the truth. And he'll use anybody to get to you, to kill you. Well, God upholds me. And I'm just not going to die. Oh, no, I'm not. I'm going to meet Jesus in the air. Is that what you're going to do? How do you know that? I have faith for that. Where's your faith? You know, we're all very blessed to know there's a Jesus. Back in the 1970s, I read, I think it's 1 Peter 2, where Peter said, "Scarcely shall the righteous be saved." Scarcely. I said, "Well, what's this once saved, always saved doctrine? If the righteous who live by faith scarcely are saved. If you got any fear, that should scare you. If you're as intelligent as you think you are, you ought to read the Bible and believe it. Thank God." Ezekiel 13. No, I don't want to go there yet. In the book of Ezekiel, maybe 26th chapter. I believe that's right. It says that Satan, Lucifer, same thing, is in charge of the music in heaven. Read that. He got lifted up in pride. Yeah, because he was pretty. He got lifted up in pride. He was one of the anointed cherubs, one of the three, Michael, Gabriel, Lucifer, charge of the music in heaven. Is it not incredible, the music that goes on in the world today? As you know, most of it is of the devil. Did you know a religious spirit associated with music invaded Water of Life, Water of Life Ministries, sometime 7, 6, 5, 4, I'm talking about 0405, 06, I'm not sure, invaded Water of Life Ministries. It was in my sanctuary. I could sense it. One day, I recognized it more distinctively, and I started following the origin of it. It came from a woman. A woman in a religious group of people, a large one, well known. What amazing thing to find out. They had to root that thing out of the sanctuary, out of my ministry. Bring it out. Kick it out. That's my job. I'm an apostle. Prophet. So, you better watch what music you're involved in. What spirit you're involved in. Satan. Walking around. Seeking whom he may devour. As a roaring lion, resisting, steadfast in the faith. When you start resisting him, you're going to suffer. But you got to be settled, strengthened, perfected, and established after you are doing and after the time that you're wrestling with that spirit. Ezekiel 13, women. It's in the Bible, folks. If you don't want to believe the Bible, it's your problem. It says women. They hunt souls. They want to catch those souls. And they want to kill those that should live. And they want to save alive those that should die. You wouldn't think a spirit in a woman or a man, but this happens to be women and talks about. You wouldn't think that a spirit in a female, a woman, could keep certain alive and kill others. You wouldn't think that. Well, I wouldn't have thought it. I didn't think it. But I could tell there were spirits in women that wanted to kill me. Amazing. Males too. Absurd. Women with spirits of divination, bladder divination, can make the soul of a person, pardon me, the heart of a person sad. These spirits have made my heart sad. Thank God. Actually, I think it says the heart of the righteous sad. And that's remarkable how the devil hates a righteous person. How they'll go after them. How they'll lie to them. How they'll get them involved in all kinds of immorality. Because they want to destroy them. They want to kill. They want to kill the righteous. You know, some nut, I know the nut, said something about when I took a dirt nap. Well, I thought that was cute. Another group, there's a church group in Garland, written about in the D magazine. They were going to scrutinize me. Up to now, at that time, that was in '06, I think, I'd escaped unscathed from a bunch of lies. But now, this religious bunch, they were going to scrutinize me. Well, during your scrutinization, what'd you find? I don't feel any different than I ever did at you cult busters. That's what you call yourself. Well, I'll tell you this, if you don't repent, you're on your way to the pit. You need to repent and believe the gospel. You know, these bloggers, they tell me, I don't even know, somebody read it to me, that they were going to film my end. I think they called me something like I was an energizing bunny or something. But you people just entertain me. Do you know that? I don't have to go to the movies. I just watch you. But I want you to know I'm alive, well, strong, happy, full of energy, determination, power of God to deal with your wickedness and expose your sins. And that's what I'm all about. So if I were you, I'd humble myself before God and call upon God mercy and grace in faith, and he will grant it to you. I think I've said enough this early Saturday morning. Love you. God bless you. I love all of you. I love my enemies. So don't get excited if I say I love you. You might be an enemy. But I've said enough this morning. God bless you. Good day. This is Noel Davidson from his office in Plano, Texas.